What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business Podcast. What's up, my friend? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Super excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about something that I have very intimate experience with, and that is anxiety and how anxiety has really affected my journey, not only in my life, but also very much so in how I've created my business over the past 7.5 years. And joining me to share her journey and how she has dealt with it and how she actually uses anxiety as a superpower in her business is Jess Rodriguez. And Jess she's the CEO of Freedom Driven Success, freedomdrivensuccess.com. And as she puts it, she's on an unapologetic mission to help online businesses expand beyond a one-on-one reliant business model, one-on-one coaching with scalable offers that essentially allow them to amplify their impact and profit without increasing their work hours. And this is something that she went through herself. And she shares her whole story today. And as we were talking, and I didn't really know the full extent of this before getting into this interview with Jess, was my journey is very similar to what you're going to hear Jess share today. And we talk a lot about that. And I open up and share some things that I necessarily haven't shared publicly before. And she shares today really how anxiety has empowered her to really work less and live her life more, and how she's really restructured her business to allow herself to do that. I really think that you're going to get, even if you don't suffer from anxiety or worry, we cover a lot of different things today that are really going to help you from the perspective of creating a business that's right for you and not creating somebody else's business, which is something I talk all about all the time here on the podcast. Okay. Now, real quick, before we dive into it with Jess, if you are struggling in your business, if you're feeling overwhelmed in your business and you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're more advanced in your business, if you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in your business, and you want to scale it, you want to create more revenue, more freedom for yourself, but while working fewer hours every week. Because remember, we're creating our business around our life, not the other way around. If you are not really sure what next steps that you should be taking in order to grow your business while doing those things, then I want to be able to help you do that. And that's exactly what I do inside of our Accelerator Coaching Program. So if you'd like to learn more, it's application only. To apply, also go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, without further ado, let's go hang out with Jess Rodriguez. Jessica, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have to start this conversation off with, I just learned this right before we started. And if I had known this earlier, I don't think I would have had you on the show. You do not like anything chocolate and mint together. What in the world is that all about? What is that?
That is a top pet peeve. Like, I was singing the song, like, you got to keep them separated. Like, we just can't put them together. I can't do it. Same thing with pickles. Like, those are like my top two pet peeves in life.
Wait, what about pickles?
They just, I can't be near them. I don't want to eat them.
Oh, you don't like pickles?
No.
I thought you're like combining pickles with like chocolate and mint or something over here that I've never even heard of. So wait, you don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream?
No, not at all. And my husband loves it. So then I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to have ice cream, I guess I'll get this because I'm definitely not touching it.
So no peppermint patties for you, no. Nothing like that. So no, when you're in a hotel and they leave you a mint on the pillow, you're like brushing that thing off the pillow is what I'm hearing.
I get visibly upset. There's other options.
Well, I have to ask, like, where does this come from? Where does this pet peeve, where was this born?
I don't know. And this is where I always go back to, like, you know, business is simple. Humans are complicated.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just pick these things and it's like, is that really going to be like the mountain you want to climb? I'm like, yes, yes, I do.
I'm going to hold strong for that one. Yes. I love it. Hilarious. Well, we're not going to be talking about chocolate mint all interview here today, but I want to welcome you to the show. I'm really excited to dive into the topic that we're going to be talking about here today. We're going to be talking about anxiety, something I know very, very well. And I love how your thought around anxiety is, this is really a superpower for us entrepreneurs. And so I want to dive into all that here today. Because again, I have very firsthand knowledge of that, experience with it, still currently have experience with it. Before we dive into all that, why don't you introduce yourself, who you are, what you do? You're moving in the next few weeks here, twice in the next 2 months. So why don't we start there?
Yes. So my name is Jessica Rodriguez. I am the CEO behind Freedom Driven Success, where we help people turn their one-on-one and done-for-you expertise into scalable offers, really under the lens of being able to give you back the freedom that you started your business for. And yes, in this process, we are also going to be moving twice within the next 2 months. So let me tell you, it's been very interesting around here. I'm very glad my business supports me because we are doing a lot of things behind the scenes.
Well, and moving once is bad enough, right? But you're moving twice in the next 2 months. Well, you said something to me right before we hit record, was that you last year in 2020, during, you know, the height of COVID, if you will, there was some guilt around the success of your business. Cause I asked you how your business has been doing. You said it's doing really well. This is a really, really common thing that people feel when they're having success in their business, regardless of global pandemics, right? Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of what you were feeling and where that was coming from, and also what you did with it?
Yes. And this is the thing. I would say I've always been that person in business where people would say, you know, you don't celebrate your wins enough. You don't share enough publicly. You don't do this. And I've always had this own hesitation where you're kind of like finding your middle in between things.
Sure.
Of, hey, I still want to be respectful that, like, look, my business wasn't always at this place. And there were times that I was really struggling and I wasn't sure what was happening. And, you know, and we're going to talk about that, but I was going through those spots and I'm always hyper aware that people may be there too. So it's kind of like this balance of, I want to show people what's possible. And I understand. And like, the more evidence you can see, the more you can start to say, oh, this person's like me, which means I can do it too. So there's that level. But then there's also that human element of, I just want to help everyone. I want to be able to, like, do my part and do what I can. So when last year was, you know, really kicking up into March and April, I started seeing a lot of the online space where people were saying, okay, well then I guess my business is done. It's over. There's no hope. And I'm over here like, this is when people rise up. Like there's such a beautiful thing that can happen. And we witnessed it, you know, for a lot of businesses. And it was kind of like, I would see it and I could empathize with it. But there's also that part over here that's like, oh, like I'm not feeling that same hit. Business is actually getting better and doing it, you know, and it's moving forward. And I had to make that shift of, okay, me being in this spot is also not going to serve anyone, of just feeling this. It's such a weird level of guilt, right? Like I would
have imagined
I'd be that way. And then as I started to just sit down with myself, it was like, well, what is going to feel really good? And go, well, I do have a lot of time freedom and it's something I've worked to be able to have and, you know, set up the things to do so. So why don't I jump on Zoom with people? I would help people like strategize some different ideas and not necessarily from a me coaching you or, you know, anything like that, but like, hey, we're just two human beings. We both have information. Maybe we can, you know, just try to support each other. And that really helped a lot, if anything, for me to go, okay, at least you're doing something. It doesn't mean, you know, there was one day where I was like, I'll just donate all my money away. It was like, stop, like,
right.
calm down, you know? So finding that balance.
Well, it was perfect timing for you too, because you really help people take their expertise and their one-on-one coaching, et cetera, and move it to online course, right? So perfect timing from the perspective of, okay, if people are looking to scale, you know, and have more time freedom, they're going to have more time at home likely during the height of COVID, et cetera, then, okay, this is a great time for you to be growing your business, which in turn helps you out. What were the things that you did to get you to that point of, you know what, we're already set up for success, so that when something terrible happens, like the pandemic, you're okay, right? And you're a year later moving into a new house and, you know, you're feeling the way that you are. What were some of the things that you did to set your business up for success before that even happened?
So I think with a lot of my background, and I can, you know, of course, share the story of that, I started to get myself in a position probably about 5 years ago when I realized that me always being in the business is not a good move. So in that journey, it was, okay, so what are ways that I can take myself out of the business? Not because I don't like it. I love what I do.
Sure. But
what are ways that I can protect myself, which started to get me into, okay, systems. What are systems that can run? We started implementing Profit First at the time. And it was like, okay, how can we bank money, you know, away in order to have that rainy day fund, where for a lot of years in business, made money, spent money, because I just figured that's how it went.
Yeah.
And one thing I would say that I really do credit a lot of where I am now is that ever since, you know, I would say probably about 5 years ago, I would keep putting myself in the room with people who almost made me nervous because they were quote unquote bigger business, you know, owners than
yeah,
me.
Sure.
But in those conversations, listening to them of like, hey, you want to put some money away. You want to invest in things outside your business. You want to make sure you diversify. Like those conversations. And I was like, if a lot of people are saying this, what can I do? Even if it's at 1% for my business, what can I do just a little bit? And that started compounding year over year.
Nice. Now you mentioned your story there. And I think this is really where it gets into where the anxiety plays in and all that stuff. So why don't we start there? What led you to kind of start this business and want to remove yourself more of the day-to-day, et cetera?
Yes. So we're going to go back in the business time machine a little bit. Back to 2012. And I was in that position where essentially I was working four jobs. So I had a full-time, three part-time jobs. And I started to build an online business because at that time it was, even if I make $30 a month, I could pay my gas. But like, why not? I'm already working all the hours anyway. And at that time, I was also working with a doctor to adjust my medication because I was getting anxiety attacks at least twice a week. So I would just kind of go in the hallway at work, have my, you know, my little breakdown, come back in, and then it's back to work. Mm-hmm. And I started to see online business as this way of, wait, I can do what I really love. I could not only make what I make now, but I actually have the potential to make a lot more. I just found the solution to all of my problems. So I, oh, what I didn't know.
So, solved.
Yeah, exactly. I jumped right on in to online business. I was all about it where the first year, and this is where like the highlight reel sounds really good, of I replaced the job of all four or the income of all four of those jobs. And it was like, I did it. 1 year, now I'm my own boss. Year two, I couldn't tell you much because it's honestly a blur. Like I was just running, right? Like, oh, I have all these hours now. If I put them into my business, clearly my business is going to grow much faster. How about that?
So how did that work out?
Yeah, it did not work out as planned. If anything, it just, my income just stayed plateaued, which then is frustrating when you're like, I have no more hours to get. Like I am working all day trying to do this. Yeah. And once I got to year three in business, that's where I started to get this sinking feeling where every time I was sitting down to work for the day, instead of feeling excited or, you know, go get them, all of that, it was this just, I don't know, this heaviness. And I didn't know what it was. Mm. And at first I was thinking, oh, it's just got to be my business, right? Like if I just make more money or hire a team or get a coach or, do, you know, like I just need to do these other things to fix it. And that's what I started doing. I started adding more to the business. Then I decided to add another business on top of it. So I was like,
no, of course.
Maybe I'm just not as passionate about the first business, but I'm meant to be an entrepreneur. So let's just add another business. Again, this is a while ago. I had a lot of learning to do. So I add this second business. And what happened by the summer of 2015 is I was pulling all-nighters more than I could even count. Just because I was trying to get through things. I was on call to everyone. My husband, he is so supportive and, you know, always there as far as like, yes, like you can do it. You can do this. Barely had any time for each other. And it wasn't until, unfortunately, that July in 2015, I was sitting there and I was just staring at the wall on the couch. And it was like, you know, how could I be so ungrateful for this? Like, I've built two now businesses that are doing great, right? Like, from the outside world, I'm showing up, I'm doing all of this, but I don't like this. Like, I signed up for this and what's the other avenue? Like even a different business of my passion also doesn't feel right. So not only am I ungrateful, but I'm unhappy. And what am I supposed to do with that? And that's when, unfortunately, that thought started coming in of, you know, maybe this is where you just give up on all of it, including your own life. And the minute that thought came in, and I know a lot of us have our, like, you know, the moments, that's when it hit me. Like, we have a very big problem here. Like, something is way too far. Right. So when my husband got home, sat him down, explained everything, you know, like, this is what I'm feeling. I know this, you know, is obviously a sign of something deeper. I need to change. Like, I have no choice. I have to figure out something. And what we did is we sat down and I started to ask myself questions about what it was that I was doing all day. What were the activities? Like, what were the actions that I was doing? And then how many of them actually went with the priorities that I had in my life? And starting to see that, oh, no wonder why. Like, I have built this business that has me completely on call to everything. Everything, like, even if you hire a team now, it's like, oh my God, I'm responsible. Like, all of that feeling was happening and I didn't know how to navigate it. And that's where my business started to shift and the way that I see it.
It's, I'm actually, as I listen to you, I'm fascinated because we have, it's almost like a mirror of my situation because I had the exact same thing happen almost around the same timeline. as well. I want to say, because so like in September 30th, 2012 was when I left the corporate world. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to be an online entrepreneur. I had like no idea what that actually meant. Mm-hmm. But I'd been teaching myself Facebook ads for almost 3 years at that point, starting in 2010. And I was like, I'm going to have an ad agency. And I'm going to sell my $47 ebook. This is what I was going to do to support myself. And so for 15 months, you know, I like fumbled around and had no idea what I was doing. And it wasn't until I got coaching and some direction in January 2014 when I was like, okay, you know, this is how I'm going to move forward with this and, you know, launch my first course and webinar. And we did $30,000 in 45 days. And I was like, oh, okay, this is what it's all about. But then literally what year was that? Yeah, I want to say it was around 2015. Same exact thing happened with me. I remember where I was. I've been challenged with anxiety since I can pin it back as far as seventh grade randomly, but you know, in all the therapy and stuff, we tried to figure out like that's how far back I can take it. And so it's been, you know, roller coaster. But then I really noticed the uptick in it when I left the quote unquote security of the corporate world, right? And went out on my own. And I was doing very much what you were doing, working all the time. I only, you know, just had one business, but it was doing really well. But I thought I had to keep like working all the time, and my marriage was suffering with my wife, Amy. And, you know, we didn't have any kids at the time. I just have my daughter, Maya. Now she's 2.5, but I remember sitting there on the couch, and I've had eczema my entire life, and stress and anxiety worsens it. And I remember sitting there on the couch in our apartment in San Diego. We had just recently moved to San Diego, and I was all broken out. Like my skin was all broken out, and it was because of the stress and anxiety that I was feeling. And I was like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. And I got to that dark place as well. I was just like, all right. I'm like, I really was like, I don't want to do it, any of it anymore, meaning business or life. And that was when Amy and I were like, all right, what needs to change? So very similar to you. So anyway, once you had that realization and the conversation with your husband and like, all right, looking at your daily activities and like, how is this aligning with what's most important to me in my life? Then what was that process like for you? What did you do with that?
Yeah. So the first thing I started to do was everything I was seeing became boundaries. So this was and it sounds so silly to say it, but honestly, I needed it at the time where my husband had full permission to come in and just close the laptop at a certain time and be like, you're done for the day. And it was like, no, that was our code. Like we agreed on that. Like you've already worked. And it was like a way to do that. I went into therapy right away to start like, let me work with someone. Let's figure that out. But obviously therapy is going to be more for me. But the business was, okay, now I need to figure out what business am I going to do? And I want this to be a business where I had a lot of perfectionist tendencies with the first two, where it was like, people need me to show up a certain way. So when I went to this one, it was like, well, how do I need me to show up? Right? Like what feels really good for me? So what I started doing, and I will tell you anytime, because let's be honest, you're still going to get days, right? In business where you're like, what is
going on? Oh yeah.
So I go right
it never
back
stops.
No, I say, what do I want? And then I just see like what comes out. So very free flow journaling.
Yeah.
What do I not want? Which depending on your mood that day could be a very rage filled list, but that's okay. It's just for you. Just get it out.
I want to interrupt you real quick right there. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because that is something that so many people don't think about and don't take the time to just brain dump. It's people always like, what do I want? And they're like, what I want this, like, let's get it down. But so few people actually take the time to like, what don't I want? Like, what are the things I do not want to do? What are my non-negotiables? And I'm so glad that you did that exercise, because it's so important. And oftentimes when people think like, well, I'm not sure really what I want. Okay. Start with what you don't want. And that's going to tell you what you do want.
Always. And the other thing that I thought was very interesting, especially the first time I did it, when I was looking at like what I do want, And, you know, everybody defines success differently. And sure. a lot of what I was doing was just chasing somebody else's definition without even realizing it, where it's like, actually what I want is stability, traveling with my husband, just experiencing, you know, like life, sure. doing those kind of things, to be able to have a home that feels good and comfortable and, you know, that type of thing. And it was like, oh, like what I want doesn't necessarily look like what I'm chasing, right? Or, yeah. you know, the actions that are going there. And then also what I don't want, the next question I ask after that, which becomes like the, oh, okay, is why do I allow it? So when I would see like, here's the things I don't want. And it's like, well, why do I allow that? Whether it's working with certain clients that may not be a fit, maybe you've outgrown each other, you've done this, but there's a lot of money fear going on. Or maybe you are trying to show up a certain way, you know, on social media or visibility and all of this, but you're only one person right now. You don't have the team to come in and do that. So it's like,
yeah.
oh, I allow, because I'm trying to, you know, match my business with somebody else's. So like really starting to see that for myself and then asking, okay, what is the next step I can take versus, oh, a 20 part to-do list. Let's
do it all. Let's do it all now.
Yes. So I started to see like, okay, what if I started approaching business a little bit differently where I said, okay, what's my next best step in this point? Because especially if you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious, adding more is never going to help you. So yeah. if I can say the next best step, which for me was like, what's an offer that would excite me in this new business that I can just go all in with that one offer and then start to marketing systems, right? Like add everything around that. So it was yeah. these slow steps, but this is where I started to realize that if you're going through and you're implementing, if you are selling and all of a sudden I would get these little, like little chest pings. It's like, oh, hold on. Something feels heavy, right? Like the heavy versus light. And as soon as I saw that, it was, oh, this is how we're running business differently, because most people, and this I was most people, right, would just push through and say, nope, we have stuff to do. We don't have time for this, right? Like there's things to get done. You're better than that. And just keep going. And I was like, oh no, when I start feeling that, my anxiety is just like, hey, something's not in alignment. Like let's pause, ask some questions. And then that would help me start to dictate, oh, that offer is no longer a fit for the business. So maybe we had it for a year, but now like, oh, something's feeling heavy. Mm-hmm. I'm not ignoring it. How do I adjust the business? How do I make this decision? So it started to become like this litmus test that was going through in my business. Mm-hmm. And even now, if I have, you know, that moment where it's like, oh, something's not feeling right. It's like, pause. Let's ask some questions, right? Why does that feel heavy for you? What does that mean? And sometimes it is just switching the thought, right? That there's definitely sure. that. But other times it's really just working my way to the same goal, but the path is never straight. So this allows me to like make those changes where before in business, it was like, no, we're reaching this goal. It must be this offer. It must be through YouTube videos and you don't even
yeah, like you were tied to it.
It must be. Yeah. So really learning to kind of use the anxiety that I'm having of going like, how about we work together? Like, it seems like you're on the road for life because I've had you for a very long time. So why don't we like be friends and figure yeah. out how we can do this?
You're always
like,
going to be there. Let's coexist.
Yeah, exactly. Like I used to think one day I'd wake up and I'm like, oh, look, everything is fixed. I'm like, or we're just going to be That's, friends. I like this better.
I love that perspective. Because myself included, I always wanted like, all right, I want to get to a point where this is not an issue anymore. Well, it's going to be an issue. Like you said, let's figure out a way to coexist. What got you to a point? Because I'm the type of person that like, so one of the big things in full transparency that I'm working on now is allowing myself, we're going to get like kind of touchy feely here, but allowing myself to actually feel stuff that I'm feeling when it's not when I want to feel, because I'm the type of person who, if I'm feeling something that I don't want to feel, I just like jam it back down. Like, you know, I hit it with more force, meaning pushing it the other way, which is not helping me at all. What allowed you to get to? What were some of the tools that allowed you to listen to yourself when things were coming up for you and things were feeling heavy and you to pay attention to that? Because that's huge, right? Because like I said, like if I feel something like that, I tend to stamp it back down. Mm-hmm. But you're using it as a tool, which I think is amazing. And you're allowing it to help you guide the business in what feels good versus what doesn't feel well. And from what I'm hearing is this is causing you to have not only a more successful business, but also one that feels a whole lot better.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Yes. And the funny thing is, we talked about one of these threads where this is where it sounds weird at first until you hear it out fully. So I've never been somebody where you get your journaling exercises and things like that, and it's like every day you journal things like that. I respect that so much. I've never been someone who can do that where I go, yeah, well, I don't want to pull feelings out if we don't need to. Like,
right. It's okay. I'm the same way. Yeah.
So what I do instead is, number one is getting very aware of like when you feel that. So it is, I wrote a list of like, what are the things I do to ignore uncomfortable feelings? So I'll text my husband. It's like, oh, let's go out for dinner and drinks. Oh, do you want to, like, what are all the things that like, I just need to get out of the house? It's like, no, you need to explore what you're actually thinking type of thing. So I started to write down like, what are the things I tend to do to avoid thinking about something. So once I had that list, I am very like, if I don't hang it up, I'll never remember it. I'll just be on to the next thing. So I'll put it up of just like, hey, just getting to know yourself, like learning those pieces. Then from there, when those moments would happen, then I started to take it and go, okay, this is, and I call it rage journaling, is that I have a, you know, the notepad on your phone, mm-hmm. or I always have a notebook that's over here on my desk, and I just open it or, you know, open my phone, and I just, what's everything you're thinking? It's that like stream of consciousness. There's no judgment. There's no spell check. There's no nothing. You're just getting it out. And then when I feel like I fully got everything out, half the time I solve my own problem by the time I do that. Other times what happens is all of a sudden I start hearing repetitive themes where it's like,
So you're doing this, sorry to interrupt real quick. So you're doing this exercise while you're feeling it?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
So as soon as I catch, because very similar where it's like, oh no, I'm going to go do something different. I'm like, you have 2 minutes, right? Like you have 2 minutes to do this. And it's just write whatever it is that you're thinking, even if it sounds like it doesn't make sense, I get it all out. And then either I wind up solving it by the end of like, oh, I'm really just worried about this and I need to go talk to somebody on my team about it, or, you know, whatever the case is there. But other times I get it out and it's like, okay, at least it's there. And then I start seeing the repeating patterns especially with last year, I feel like a lot of people can relate to this just because of our situation. It was like, oh my God, like I don't feel as comfortable on video anymore. Like my body changed and things like that. And I was like, oh, this is coming up a lot in like all the way down this like random rage note. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go talk to somebody about that. So then I started working with someone and, you know, he helped me through all of that. So I was able to see that where otherwise I would have never assumed. I would have just kept going on with like, it's something else. Yeah. So it really helps to kind of like shine a light on certain things. And then other things, it just solves it for you, which now lets you move on with your day.
It's really smart. I love that because it's just being willing to address and feel what's going on, you know? And I really like that. I'm going to do that myself because I, you know, and I love writing on my iPad. So I have my iPad right here. And when things come up, just jot it down. And one thing I took out of what you just said, just one small thing is that it sounds like you keep an ongoing list. So like whenever it comes up so that you can just quickly look through it and say, oh, that's a repeating thing. Oh, that's a, you know, I've had that thought before. Oh, this is coming up a lot. Mm-hmm. Probably something I should address. And so what are some things that, how has this really played out in the past, say 2 years or so? When it comes to the things that you've done in the business or the things that you've either stopped doing or started, like new offers or programs or what have you?
Yes. So one, actually, into last year is I had a membership. I was so excited about it and it was running. I got to a point where it was like, there's something where I'm not selling it as much. Like, I just didn't feel as excited about promoting it. And I'm like, well, that's a problem, right? Like,
you
have to be excited about your own offer. And I'm like, what is going on? Why does it feel this way? And I started to realize that for me, I was starting to get anxiety around just like the churn that, you know, happens with memberships. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, for a while, it was just like, oh no, that just happens. Like that's part of what we do or how business goes. And then it was, you know what? What if I took the same content and just packaged it more of the course model, but it has, you know, calls that they can check in and a Facebook group, right? So it has the areas of membership I like, which I love community. I love connecting with people. So what if I took those, but then just change the container, right? As far as turning it into a course, I did that. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, I can do this, right? Like, goes right away where before I would have said no, like if a membership isn't working, it's just because you're not trying hard enough, or like, you know, you just have to find the right sales message. And I was like, or you know what, maybe that just doesn't feel good for me with like creating content and, you know, continuity and things like that. And that's okay, because somebody else does amazing with that model and it works for them. So things like that with my offers, especially this year, we've gotten to a point which just, it feels really good where it's, you know, you've tested offers, you've changed them, you've done all of that. And with the team, it's like, all we do is scale what we have Like, we did all of that work and made those choices. And now it's just keeping it simple, following the path and letting it grow from that. And that has been so free. But I take this from everything of when I live launch. So I will, right before a live launch, I'll write what serves me, what doesn't serve me, just from like a mental health perspective. And then when I go into my launch, I have a ton more self-care time, things like that, just because I know my emotions are going to be heightened during a live launch. Rules like, we don't make business decisions in the middle of a live launch. Like, we're not going to burn everything down. Like, all of that all started.
I'm not going to fire everybody.
Exactly. Like, no, that is just launch emotions. Got it.
Yeah.
So really starting to, as I make decisions in my business with my team, all of our values, everything under our team is we do not promote being a martyr. We make sure that you are taken care of as well. You matter, and making sure that across the board, we're trying to do whatever we can to let business owners know, like, look, this happens. You're not the only one. However, that doesn't also mean you devalue it either. It's just, let's keep it important in everything we do.
So I just want to just go back and point something out again for everybody listening, because what you just said there is something that I harp on all the time. And you said, we've simplified, we scale our existing, is it one offer or two offers or a couple offers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we scale our existing offers, we look to improve, and the simplification of the overall business not only feels better, but what I'm hearing is has allowed for more revenue and just an overall happiness in the business, because you're creating what's right for you. And you mentioned this earlier, you're not creating somebody else's business that you hear on a podcast or watch a video or whatever it is. You're creating the business that's right for you. And it's around this theme of simplicity and what feels good to you.
Yes. And I always think it's funny when I have coffee chats or you meet someone new and they're like, oh, you know, what are you working on in your business? And I'm like, making what works better. Like, that's it. Like,
yeah,
we've got it. We're just improving and refining. Like, that's the point we're at. And that feels really good. It's just, it's so interesting with like business. You're not used to those conversations because it's always like, working on this big project. And it's like, no, we have projects, but it's more of our SOP library, different things.
Yeah, totally. So how do you sell your two offers right now?
Yes. So one is a SLO type of offer that goes through. So that runs either through Facebook ads, or it's on the back of a funnel that we have an evergreen that goes into our signature program. So that right now is an evergreen webinar. And then we have, you know, the offers on the back of that.
How much is the signature program?
It is going now to $2,000.
Nice. And you sell $2,000 on Evergreen?
Yes.
Nice. How does that convert for you? How does it perform?
Well, right now we are changing the price.
Sure.
So we're updating the price, but right now we're converting about 4%. So
wow.
From
cold traffic?
Yes.
That's really, really good. And then do you sprinkle in, was I hearing correctly, you sprinkle in live launches throughout the year?
Yes. So I try to do 2 a year for live launches.
Nice. And I love it. And for everybody who's listening right now, who's always interested, like what does your team look like? What does your schedule look like right now? And always curious too, what systems that you're using, like just like the main ones that you're using in your business.
Yes. Okay. So schedule wise, I am typically like a Monday through Friday type of person. I start around 11. I always tell people I'm not ready for the world until then. So I need my time first. Typically finish up at 5 each day. If there is some like, you know, stuff that I need to pop in for an hour at night, I'm fine with that. And then from there, I take the weekends off. Our team has a, we are not available on weekend rule. And then from there, system wise, so we have ConvertKit, we have Deadline Funnel, Easy Webinar set up. I'm trying to think of lead pages for all our landing pages and everything pretty much running, Zapier connecting all the good stuff for us that way.
Nice, nice. And what about your team? You said you have just you contractors, right?
Yes, all contractors. So we have an OBM. So she came in a couple of months ago, which has been a godsend. Yeah. I cannot stress that enough. And then we have a tech VA. We have more of a general VA. We have somebody who does all of our accounting and, you know, getting that together, a social media manager, and also more for graphics, that type of VA role.
Nice, nice. And lastly, on the OBM role, how many hours are they? Like, what is it super part-time? What does that look like?
It's 20 hours a month right now.
Okay, yeah. So very, like, very yep. part-time.
Mm-hmm. And nice. That's part of my goal. Like, I've never had the goal of a huge, like, large team and, you know, all of that. Yeah. And I used to think I had to do that in order yeah. to achieve certain things. And I'm like, well, if we're just connected, we're getting things done, which also goes back to simplifying, right? If
yeah.
you have a lot of different offers and a lot of moving pieces and systems and such like that, you are going to need a bigger team for that.
Yeah, sure. I lied. I have one more question that I just thought of that's very common that I felt for years, and I know friends who are very successful in their online business and still have these types of thoughts. And I'm curious if, from an anxiety standpoint, if you've had or still have these kind of thoughts. And that is, the business is going really well. It's successful to my standard, to my definition of that. But I'm afraid it's all going to go away. Have you had yeah. that? I'm assuming I'm seeing you like, yes.
1,000%.
Okay.
I laugh because we have the running joke with friends where it's the, when anxiety comes in, it's like, what if I'm going to lose all of it? Right. Like,
yeah.
who knows what could happen in this? And I'm like, we're going to live in a box, but you know, my husband and I, we have a lot of fun together. So at least it'll be a really fun box. And then it's like, I'll decorate it. I'll make it like a spaceship box. So like,
yeah.
it starts nice. To just kind of like get you to that place of, okay, we're not being realistic, but something I will do after I go to the humor side, which is just typically my default, mm-hmm. Is coming back and it's like, okay, is this 100% true? Like, court of law, if I had to prove this, like, number one, what are the chances of that actually happening? Like, would it be 100%? Or sometimes it actually helps me to go worst case, where it's like, okay, let's say I do lose everything. Well, here's the reality. We know how to make money. Like we know how to build something. We have expertise and skills and all of that, that it can be used, whether I need to do a pop-up lemonade stand or I need to do another online business. Like, the reality is, your entire life up until this point is showing that you know how to overcome things. So when I look at it in that respect, it's like, yeah, so I could either worry about what's going to come or not come, or who knows what's going to happen, or try to remind myself of like, okay, where are we at today? Knowing that even if it was 5 years ago, nobody would have predicted last year, but
yeah, exactly.
We navigated it, right? And we did it.
Yeah. One of the worst things to happen in 100 years from, you know, from a global perspective, from a, you know, we'll just kind of generalize, like, from a pandemic perspective, we're still doing okay. And yeah, I'm so glad that you bring that up. It's like, we can't forget the skill set that we have learned and taught ourselves to get us to the point where we are right now. And this is for everybody listening, regardless of what level you're at in your business, you have a skill set that can be used whenever you want to put it to use, regardless of what happens. And so I think that is a very, for me, whenever that's come up for me, it's always been a very comforting feeling. And it's just like, okay, here we are right now. What is the chance of that happening? I do something very similar where it's like worst case scenario. And yeah, it's always been super, super helpful for me as well, what you just mentioned. So Jess, this has been a really interesting conversation. I told you right before we started here, I said, I am not the type of interviewer that has, you know, 11 questions in front of me that I'm like, I got to make, this is like you and I sitting down for coffee and just chatting about this topic. And I found this fascinating. I think, you know, all my listeners here are going to, especially obviously for the people who do have some level of anxiety or worry about their business, that what they've learned here today is how they can use it to their benefit for their business and really allow them to create not only something that creates more revenue, but also makes them a whole lot happier, because that's what we're all about here. So thank you for coming on and sharing your story and sharing your expertise here. I want to make sure that people can connect with you. What are all the ways? What are all the ways that they can connect with you?
Yes. So number one is you can come follow me on Instagram. It's my favorite place to hang out, at Freedom Driven Success. Also on the Freedom Driven Success website, you will see that we blog each week there, where you can learn all about all things business, from everything from boundary setting to course creation, offers, all of that goodness is all there waiting for you. And of course, when you go there as well, you will learn about free trainings and resources we have available too.
Awesome. Awesome. Y'all, I will link everything up on the show notes for today's episode, but please say hello to Jess and let her know that you heard her on the podcast here. Thank you again, Jess, for coming to hang out with me today. Super, super appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, if you are a more advanced online course creator or you're an online coach, and by more advanced, I mean, if you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you want to scale your business, but you want to do it while working fewer hours, if you want to have a bigger impact, if you want to create more revenue while creating more freedom for yourself within your business and within your life, then I want to invite you to apply for my Accelerator Coaching Program. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're not really sure what next steps to be taking, if you're not really sure how to grow a team, how to scale your offers, et cetera, then Accelerator Coaching very well is for you. This is my one-on-one group coaching and mastermind program all wrapped up into one program. If you want to learn more and apply, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, thank you as always for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Until next time, be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.